Clerk to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanson?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mr. McCann? Absent. Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Ms. Stow?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
Mr. McCann is excused. Six members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. Welcome to our couple of guests. You're high on the agenda tonight, Sophia. We asked you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Hanam.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, I would like to add as agenda item 12, a brief discussion about a TMACOG Bike Month activity. Mr. Frye?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Other members of City Council? Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Snore?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and our agenda for this evening is approved. Agenda item 4 is approval of our meeting minutes from our last meeting on May the 2nd. Mr. Frye?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move adoption of the meeting minutes for the council meeting of May 2nd, 2022 as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from May 2nd, 2022 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Agenda item 5, we are very pleased to welcome to our council chambers our new executive director of the Sylvania Community Services. Sophia, I first met you when you were working with the Sisters of St. Francis, so you come highly recommended in that way. But we think you're going to make a wonderful new director. You're the first new director of Sylvania Community Services in a long time. And your predecessor grew that organization greatly. We look forward with great expectations for what you're going to do. And I'm going to let you come up to the podium and give us more information about you, your organization, and what your plans might be.
Thank you very much, Mayor. Again, it's wonderful to be back serving the community of Sylvania after being the director of the Sylvania Franciscan Village for so many years. I have been on the job approximately 30 days now. But in that time, really had the opportunity to re-engage so many of our community leaders, meeting one-on-one with our board members, actually doing chair aerobics at our senior center with our seniors as well. But really at this point, what I wanted to share with the council was the excitement that we're having both as staff and the board, because it's a time of transition and an opportunity for transformation. Here after 20 years, an opportunity to really re-envision who are we as Sylvania Community Service. When I looked at the history, knowing that the school district and the township and the city council created this agency to help improve the quality of life for residents, here is an opportunity for us to come back to the table and say, what does that look like for 2022? And so I really look forward to being able to meet one-on-one with each of you as an opportunity when we begin to say, what are the types of services and the quality that you're looking for your constituents, as SCS looks not just at our child care, but our senior centers. I had a wonderful meeting with Mark Lukey a couple weeks ago, and I said, Mark, when I have you at the senior center, I know that we've been successful. So that is my goal, because we recognize that our demographics are changing, who our seniors are and how they define themselves, and what they're looking for is shifting, and we want to be responsive to that. I've had some excellent meetings so far with the superintendent as well. I have another meeting with her next week as we begin to envision how do we make sure that we, again, respond to the current needs of our families and children. There's a changing population, as you guys know, in the school districts that's happening. More kids with special needs. How do we make sure that our staff are able to be well-trained and prepared to deal with those needs? So Again, I won't take up your time, but very much look forward to reaching out to you. I always get excited when I see Mr. Sanford. I knew him when I was in high school, back in his old Catholic Club days. So it's just a reminder of how far I've come and just the wonderful mentors that I've had in my life. And again, it's an honor to be of service to Sylvania again.
You must have been a much younger underclassman.
Yes.
Have a good evening.
Thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you, Sophia.
With that, let's get into agenda item 6, which has to do with our first change order for Maplewood Avenue reconstruction. Mr. Aller's coming up. You can see they've shifted over to the other side of the road and making progress on the next phase. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, things are going quite well with the project. Weather cost us quite a few days in a row there for a little bit, but they're back on track and they've been able to catch up, and we believe we're a little bit ahead of schedule right now. So with the project though, a couple things come up as we were starting to look at some of the doors that are along that project. We were concerned that we did not have if we had some frost heave issues with the new sidewalk and everything at those doors, we were afraid that we may have some opening issues. And so we installed some frost heave slabs, changed the design a little bit to have frost heave slabs in those locations. And the price of those was about $1,250 each for a total of $3,750. And we thought those were a good idea to move forward with. And then, if you remember back in 2016, I believe it was, we actually had a smaller lining project than what we're doing now, but we did several areas, smaller areas around the city, and Maplewood Avenue was one of those. And at that time, we ran the camera into the sewer lateral for the police department, and everything looked fine. Coming up to the project, when the project was getting ready to start, we kept having plugging issues in the sewer lateral that serves the building. And so we thought, well, we better take a look at it. So we went in there. And in that time, between 2016 and 2022, we had a pretty good belly develop in that pipe. And so things were getting into that belly, settling there, and then plugging up the pipe. So we needed to obviously repair that. We didn't want to leave that in place. And so we did do that. That was as far as sewer repairs go, that was about as difficult as you can get. They had every utility you can imagine hanging over their head, and it went through the middle of gas lines and electric lines and everything else. So it was a little bit of a mess, but we agreed, because of all of that, the contractor wanted to do that on a time and material basis, and we agreed to that. Because when you get down there, you're just never sure what's going to happen with that ground and everything. So that cost came to $5,220.09. So this final change order, not final, I'm sorry. This change order number one, I apologize for the terminology. The change order number three, Jared, that's the contractor's terminology. That's the way that they handle project changes within their system. This is the first change order. This is change order number one on the project. It's in a total of $8,970.09. And if approved, it would bring the total contract price to $693,181.29. We do have, there are some other issues. Some of them deducts. We'll be bringing the deduction to you. We have found that the underbase, the soil in the underbase of that area is in poor condition. And so we will have some additional excavation and replacement that's needed. That will be an addition. But all in all, this project is going very well. And we believe these issues were needed and would recommend approval of the change order.
Do these Well, obviously, these items are already done. They've apparently not affected your completion date, and what is the completion date anticipated?
The completion date within the contract is June 15th, and their original schedule took them right up to June 15th. We're in our discussions with them, we just met with the construction inspection company that we have. They think they'll probably be done about a week ahead of that, so about June 8th is what they're looking at right now.
Weather cooperating.
Weather cooperating.
Very good. Questions for Mr. Aller? Mr. Richardson, this is a street issue.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 52-2022. I read by title only, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve change order number one to this city's agreement with Helms and Sons Excavating, Inc. for the Maplewood Avenue reconstruction project for additional work performed, increasing the contract amount by $8,970.09, appropriating funds therefore, and I would move passage as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 52-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 52-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Moving on to agenda item 7. This has to do with right-of-way acquisition. It's from city-owned property into the public right-of-way. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, these are for properties that the city owns that are within the Monroe Silica footprint. And the one parcel that we're dealing with, it's referred to as Parcel 10, is the northeast corner of Monroe Street and Parkwood Drive. There's just a short little triangular piece that the city actually owns. I'm told it used to be the old water pumping station, or old wells.
Wells, old we're wells. On that site.
Yeah. As soon as I said pumping station, I knew that.
Pumping station's up in Vernon Park.
Yeah. It's the site of the old wells that they use for the water system. Second parcel, Parcel 19, is basically the three properties that compose City Hall and Municipal Court. And then the final parcel is the parking lot just outside of this building here, the small section that fronts Monroe Street. There are temporary easements as well as full-scale warranty deed dedications for right-of-way within that area. All of the parcels have been valued by an appraiser, but as is customary, there's no sense to pay ourselves for right-of-way, so we decided to recommend donation of the right-of-way. So,
but this is legally necessary to put the property into the right-of-way and not out of the city property.
That's correct.
All right. Yes. Any questions for Mr. Aller? We have other property acquisitions coming to this project, I assume?
Yeah, we have approximately 30 temporary and permanent easements that will be needed as part of this project. All of the property owners have been notified. We've had discussions with, I believe, all of them. I believe we've contacted every one of them now and had discussions with them. So these will start coming in and pouring in. We're going to take care of as we get inside. So.
All right, we do have ordinance 53-2022 to grant these easements and right-of-way property. Ms. Stiles.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 53-2022 and read it by title only, accepting temporary construction easements and warranty deeds of right-of-way from the City of Sylvania relative to the Monroe and Silica Drive Bridge Improvement Projects, authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to execute said documents on behalf of the City. I move passage of ordinance number 53-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 53-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 53-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Aller. We're now on to agenda item eight. This concerns the existing lease between the City of Sylvania and Sage Art for Burnham Park, and I'd like to have the law director give us the background on what we're trying to accomplish here.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Back in January, well, let me back up even further. Sage Art applied for grant funding from the ODNR, I believe, and in, over the fall and winter, they were informed that they were successful. And as part of the process, they were required to submit a copy of the lease that they have with the city for both, currently, there's one lease for, that covers both Burnham Park and Plummer Pool. They submitted the lease, and ODNR got back to them with their comments that they did not, they did not like the cancellation provision that was in the existing lease. So they recommended that.
Let's explain that more. They didn't like it because they're investing state money on it, and they were afraid it could be transferred to somebody else.
Right. That's, yep. So I'm getting to that point. So they requested that the language be added or removed so that the public funds would be protected for 15 years. The existing lease that we have provides for a five-year term with 2 5-year renewals. At either one of those, 12 months before either one of those renewals, the lease could be terminated. That's what the ODNR did not like, and that's what they recommended we delete from the Burnham Park lease. And it only affects Burnham Park because that is specifically what the grant money is going to be used for. So we, since January, have been working with Sage Art's attorney to get, and ODNR, to get the language finalized in a form that is acceptable to everybody so that Sage Art does not lose the funding from the DNR, which has a deadline of June. So there is a timing, a little bit of a time crunch on this. And I know Mrs. Westfall's been involved and heard about it from all of her participation on the Sage Art board as well. But so this is strictly for the Burnham Park property. I will be coming back to you probably the first meeting in June or second meeting in June for the revised Plummer Pool lease as well. There's no grant funding associated with that, but because of the language modification and the cancellation and the way that, frankly, it costs more to operate that, so that one required a little bit more work. So this is strictly for Burnham Park. There still is a cancellation provision in here. It just has to be approved by ODNR. It's still a 15-year term. Sage Art is 100% responsible for the repair and replacement and maintenance, and we haven't had any issues with Sage Art's operation of the park. So, anybody have any questions?
So, Leslie,
mm-hmm.
what we have today is a single lease
yes.
for both the pool and the park.
Nope, just for Burnham Park.
Just for the park.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. What we have today, not in front of us, but what we have in operation today is one lease for both the park and the pool. What we need, what we are doing is separating.
We're going to split them.
Correct. So okay. And what is in front of you is the lease for the park. What I will be bringing to you is the lease for the pool.
Okay.
And the reason there's a time issue with the park for the grant funding.
Is there a reason we're doing a lease rather than transfer of ownership? Particularly the pool.
The pool? I don't know that there's interest on their part for transfer of ownership. I think they still would like the city to own it.
I'm not sure that there's been a discussion on it formally.
Right, we haven't formally proposed that.
I'm willing to give them a pool.
Well, the city does have a capital, submitted that as for some proposed capital funding.
Mm-hmm.
So that we may not be able to do that.
Okay.
We may run into the same issue with the 15-year term on that.
Right.
Prefer not to give them the water tower as a part of Vernon Park.
I don't want to give them the water tower. I get that.
The pool, that's not a bad idea. We will discuss that with them. The state capital improvement grant that we are hoping for would provide funds to improve the pool filtration system and the pool house. And we would like to get those in order before there would be an official transfer to them. And then going forward, we would hope that Sage Yard would include the operating costs and future capital costs on both Vernon Park and the pool in their levy costs. The basis of Sage Yard is that they provide recreation for the entire community, and the city taxpayers shouldn't be obligated to supply it for everybody. However, they haven't had a chance to get it in the levy yet, so that's why we're working on these two grants.
And this is not an issue for us today.
But not for today, right?
It's not an issue for us today, but it's, you know, when city, we don't have squeezed city finances, but when you have squeezed city finances, frequently pools and recreation facilities tend to be the place to look.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, and we're not there. I'm not saying we are there, but I'm just taking a long-term view.
We went to them five or six years ago, Leslie.
In 2014.
And asked them to take over the pool, not because of squeezed finances, but because of the logic that city taxpayers are paying the entire load, and it should be supported by the tax base of all the people using it. That's what Sage Yard is for. And they graciously took it on at that time.
And we endorsed their levy. Too, at the same time, I think, if I recall.
This would have been included in their levy last fall, but that levy did not pass. So we're going to jump through these hoops for the state money and be obligated for any big capital issues between now and when they pass a levy.
Is there a minimum length of time before we can cancel? 15 years just seems like a long agreement.
It goes by quick.
15 years, because ODNR does require 15 years.
It was
15 years. It was a five-year term with 3 5-year renewals, but ODNR requires a 15-year term because I believe
it's $200,000 that they're giving for improvements to Vernon Park, and based on that
dollar amount,
they require 15 years to ensure that their investment meets the expectations.
But I guess, understood. I guess you mentioned there would still be an option to cancel if...
Yes, if ODNR can approve it. If, say, for instance, say... This is a little bit of a unique situation because it's owned by a public entity and it's operated by a public entity. So ODNR, if the city went to them and said, you know, we're still going to operate it as a park, but, you know, Sage Yard wants to form a different branch and it's going to be a different subset of Sage Yard, and we're going to enter into a lease with them. I don't think, as long as it's still operated as a park, I don't believe that ODNR would have an issue with that, because it would still be used for public purpose. And but they do want the 15-year commitment because it is tax dollars being reinvested for that property.
This is possible. Any further comments you'd like to make?
I would just say thanks to Leslie for working with the law director, the legal counsel for Sage Yard, to move this forward. I know that Leslie and administration worked on trying to move this forward quickly so that we didn't lose that $200,000 from ODNR. And I think that's what started the breakup of the two contracts. But I do think that there'll be some benefits to have time to slow down and have a little further discussion about the pool and what's the right thing for the pool. So I'm confident this is moving in the right direction. And thank you for your help.
All right. This is Westfall. We do have Ordinance 54-2022 to approve this lease.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 54-2022 and read by title only. Authorizing lease between the City of Sylvania as lessor and the Sylvania Area Joint Recreation District as lessee for Burnham Park, determining said city-owned property not to be needed for municipal purposes during the term of the proposed lease, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to sign such a lease on behalf of the city of Sylvania. I move passage of ordinance number 54-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 54-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 54-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. And now up to agenda item 9. This is for referral to the Planning Commission for their study and recommendation. And because of the short time schedule or the lack of meetings, city council meetings in July and August, where we only have one, and we did not want to stretch this out too long for the applicant, we were asking city council to set the public hearing date for the same meeting that we expect to have the answer back from the Planning Commission. Planning Commission will meet the second Wednesday in June, and you have an opportunity to, you can cancel the meeting if that does, if the Planning Commission doesn't come through and with their recommendation. Mr. Hanum.
Yeah, my question is, I didn't have a chance to look at the land use plan today. This is an M1. We don't have a lot of M1 in the city. How do we feel about, I mean, and also, why B1, not B2? I mean, I don't understand. Do you understand, Kevin? You know what's going on?
I believe it was for the use that they're looking at for using the lawn mower, and the M1 currently goes right up against the Lexus.
Yep.
And I don't know. It never has been, and I don't know that we want industrial on a Lexus Road, so. We thought the business was a better square.
But that was also the marijuana distribution.
No, it's the building issue. Across the street.
It's across the street, but it was there because it was an M1.
Yes.
Is what I recall.
Yep. Yeah, there used to be a dry cleaner in this
street, right,
but there's a bar, I think, now. Or.
Yeah.
But you can do retail use in B2 as well as B1, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, I would be interested to hear what his thinking was, Mr. Mayor. Reveals that in the Planning Commission.
Ask that question at the Planning Commission?
Yeah, I'm just curious.
And
curious, more than not concerned or anything, just curious. So, all right, well, I would, are you ready for me?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, I would move that we refer application number ZA-1-22 to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation. Do you want me to do the hearing now or separately?
One motion.
Okay, and I move that we set the public hearing date for June 20th, 2022 at 7:15 p.m. Yeah, 7:15 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Second.
And moved and seconded to refer zoning application 1-2022 to the Plan Commission for the review and recommendation, and to set the public hearing date for the zoning change for June 20th, 2022 at 7:15 in these council chambers, and authorize the clerk to advertise that hearing. All in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Are there any committee reports or committee referrals to be made at this time? Hearing none, we'll move on to added agenda item 12, which is a brief discussion. This is Tima Cog's Bike Week. In the past, I have participated in Tima Cog Bike Week activities, and I intend to this time. And was wondering if members of City Council would be interested in doing the same, and to try and pick a time to do that. Just as a starting point, I'm proposing next Monday to meet in the hotel parking lot at 4:30 or 5 o'clock. I will ride my bike to work that day, weather permitting, and we can have a group picture taken of whatever elected officials we have. TMACOG would very much like to put that on their website. We've done that in the past. And if that day doesn't work for you, or if it happens to rain that day, our rain date could be Tuesday, the next day, a week from tomorrow. I don't know whether that'll fit with any of your schedules or be of interest to you, but I thought I would offer.
Mr. Mayor, you said a bike ride, you've talked about a picture, but were we going to then ride somewhere?
I'm going to say that I rode my bike to work that day.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Sanford described to me that he used to do things like this, and it was bring your bike to work day, ride your bike to work day. I will ride my bike to work.
I won't ride my bike to work.
It might be good if you can bring your bike.
Ride down.
If not, you can stand behind my bike.
Oh, there you go. I know, I think it sounds great. I can do either.
What time, Mr. Mayor?
I was saying 4:30, but I am flexible to meet your schedules.
Not your motorcycle, Doug.
I believe Doug also has a manually powered.
I do, thank you. It's ancient, but it still works.
So this would be Monday, May the 23rd, 1 week from tonight.
Yes.
If that time works for you. If there's one, Mary said yes.
I will, that 4:30 time will be a little challenging, but I'll do all I can.
We can push it back to a 4:45, I'm flexible.
I think 4:05 would be, every little bit helps.
5 is fine, if you just want to make it easy, 5:00, that's okay.
Let's do 5.
All right, 5:00.
Yeah.
I have a conflict, but I think you can go forward without me.
Sure, sure, since we said no motorcycles, you don't want to come.
Okay, and it was mine.
I've got new leather, so, you know.
Just because there's plenty of parking there, I was saying the hotel, that we can get out on the bike path if you'd like. We'll figure something out to do, Mr. Sanford will help us stage this.
Riding the trail.
Send something out with everyone with more detail on it, that would be great, as many of you could come.
Should we bring kayaks, and then we hop on the?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we could, but it's not kayak.
I won't think that's going to be deep enough to kayak.
Yeah.
Today?
Wishful thinking.
All right, that's terrific, I appreciate your willingness to participate. That brings us to the end of our agenda, unless there's additional items. Let's look on the back page. Not much in the way of informational items for you. This is the meeting minutes from the Board of Architects Review and the Planning Commission and Bank Reconciliation Statement. There's no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting, 3 weeks from tonight, on Monday, June 6th, at 7:30 p.m. in this council chamber. Thank you.
Thank you.